Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Tzadi Dalet. Tzadi Dalet, and keep in mind, this week's shiurim are sponsored, L'Rafua Shalema, Gedalia ben Malkut Yuta, B'toch Sha'ar Chol Yisrael, he should be zochet to R'Rafua Shalema Bekarov, Gedalia ben Malkut Yuta. Okay, Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis, we are a couple of lines up from the bottom, and we are discussing more issues of Eid Echad. So we had Eid Echad B'Yevama. The Shaila was, we know our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak discussed whether an Eid Echad is believed to allow a woman to get remarried, to say that her husband has died. So the Gemara asked, Rav Sheshes was asked, what about Eid Echad B'Yevama? Could an Eid Echad be believed to say that a woman's husband died, and then allow her to do yibum? Shall we say that it's a milsa da avidi ligluye, as we have discussed in the past? It's going to get revealed, which we'll mention again in a second. Or do we say that no taima de echad mishum dei daiku mitzva, an important ingredient in the shaila of the Ne'amanus of Bezdin in the Eid Echad is that she does her research and she will not do anything unless she is vaday shor, daiku mitzva, and here maybe she'll have special feelings for her brother-in-law, right? So it's like similar to her previous husband, and therefore she won't be objective. So we try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. That was the last point we made. Isn't our Mishnah talking about a case of Eid Echad? And the only reason that she would get thrown out is because the first Eid Echad said that she could do Yibum, and then the two Eidim came and said that her husband was still alive. But if there wouldn't be those two witnesses, so then Mehemin, the Eid Echad would be believed. So that is all version one of the Gemara, up to five lines from the bottom. The Ika da'amer, and the Gemara then says, maybe that Shiloh, whether an Eid Echad would be believed to allow a woman to marry the brother-in-law, to marry the oven, that was never a Shiloh. For sure the Eid Echad would be believed, because she herself would be believed. And if you want to say, oh, maybe she's an Ogevadavar, but here, if she's the source, if she's the one and says it, so then she would be believed. So surely the Eid Echad would be believed. Where would she be believed? It's not. The Mishnah says later on, remember, this whole second half of the Masechta, a couple of these prakim all have to be learned together. It's all Eidus Isha. In the middle, we have the 12th parak, which is about Chalitza, and the 13th parak, which is about Miyun. But besides that, almost everything, and Cheresh, actually, is the next parak. But the last two prakim, along with this parak, all go together with Eidus Isha. So the Mishnah says later on, in Daf Kuf Yudalid, Titznan Haisha Sha'amra Meis Baali Tinase, Meis Baali Tisyabim. So she is Naaman herself. She is Naaman herself to say that she could marry the Yavam. So therefore, there wasn't a Shaila about the Eid Echad allowing her to marry the Yavam. That is for sure okay. Meaning, we weigh it on the side of Milsa Davidi Ligluye. We had a Shaila about she won't be Daiko Mitzvah, but the other side is what we accept, Milsa Davidi Ligluye. The real Shaila is a different Shaila. Ki Tibay Lacha L'Mishri Yavamala Alma. The Shaila is, ironically, you might have thought it's less serious of a Shaila, but that's the Shaila that was asked. Do we allow her to state, do we believe the Eid Echad to state that she does not have a Zika Liyibum, and she can marry out? That is the Shiloh that we're going to talk about. My time to Eid Echad. Why do we say an Eid Echad is generally believed? Again, same suffering, Mishum de Milsi da Avidi Ligluye lo Meshaker, because something that is going to be revealed in the future, so there is a assumption that a person won't lie, not 100% clear. The Achronim discuss, is this a Chazaka or is this a Rove? Meaning the fact that something will become clear, and I don't want to be caught, and I don't want to be found to be a shakran. So is that a rove? The majority of the world would do that, or is that a chazaka? Again, there are differences between rove and chazaka. We know rove of a chazaka, rove is stronger than chazaka. There are different types of rove. This is a rove with the lesser come on, a statistical rove. So rove, Rabbi Chanan writes in one place, and others say that a rove works based on birur, not based on hachra'a. We know whenever we have a doubt in halacha, in any area of halacha, the halacha tells us what to do. Dini Maminis, we have Amotzi Bechavir Olav Araya, right? In Isurim, Savit Araya Salah Chumra, Savit Rabban Lakula. In Tum of Atara, we have Savit in Rosh Hashanah Yachid is Tameh, and Savit in Rosh Hashanah Rabim is Tahar. We have different rules of what to do in every area of Savit. Right? The halacha doesn't want us to have a stalemate. So the halakha tells us what to do. But what does that mean, what to do? So that, in each one of them, it's a discussion. Is it what we call a birur? Meaning, we're not sure, based on the facts, so therefore we are allowed to assume, bevadei, that this is the emes. Birur, it's mevarer the safek. That's how most assume, ha-mosem mechaver olav araya. unless we know otherwise, so this is yours. I say, you're wearing my shirt, and you say, no, it's my shirt. I have to prove that you're wearing my shirt. Unless I can prove it, it is vada yours. It's not just, oh, we're not sure, so keep it. No, it's vada yours. That's how motza mechaber alav araya. It's usually known as a birur. But other yisodos in the world of Suffolk probably do not work through birur. For example, Suffolk tumah, bereshus harabim, or bereshus hayachid. Sometimes, the Tosfos discusses in the first daf in Nida, you can have two psakim that are totally opposite of each other in the same case, what's called tarti desasri. And you paskin that, even though they're totally opposite of each other. So why is that? Because that might be, it's not a birur, because obviously it's not clarifying anything. It's just telling you, you know what? You shouldn't have your hands tied. This is what you should do. It's machria, the suffix. But it doesn't tell you what the reality really is. It's just that you need to do something. Could you eat it? Could you not eat it? Could you, is it tummy? Is it tar? So Allah tells you what to do. A hachra'a. And sometimes when you have two principles going against each other, that's what's really at root. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Why does ruba win? So some explain, because rove is based on a birur. If this is the majority, then it must be that this person is from the majority, and therefore you assume that is the answer of the suffix. Chazaka is just an assumption that we are allowed to be machria based on that chazaka. But rove beats chazakas. That's why it is an important question to know here. When we talk about the principle of milsi davidi legluye, lo mishakri, so is that a rove or is that a chazaka? That's not just semantics. That's a question of how exactly it works. So, again, back to the question. The question is whether an eid echad will be believed to allow a woman to marry out. Marry out, not being zakuk to the yavam. My time, a day echad mishum the milsavidi legluya lo mishaker hachanami lo mishaker. See here also, o dilma. Or do we say time a day echad mishum diihi daiku mitzvah? Or do we say, like we said before, where she's medaktik v'halo daiku mitzvah, and here to allow herself to marry out and not be zakuk to the yavam, so maybe we would say she's not so daiko mitzvah. Why? Demisnahu desanyule. Maybe she hates him. Didn't we just say before lines ago that she loves him? So there'll be a reason that she would love him, she'd hate him. So the answer is maybe both. Right? When there's a close relationship, sometimes there'll be an issue of ava. Sometimes sinna. Again, there won't be objectivity. Tosfos says in the next amud, ki tibay lecha yavama da alma da hasa mikla meimar tveit lo daika shapir mishum desanyule. Maybe she'll hate. Af al gav de mishum de merachma le lo shavka mila medak mishum. Right, kama, we just said earlier, maybe we won't believe her because she'll love him so much, she won't be so careful, she'll want to marry him, but it could be that the opposite is true also. Mishum desan yeshav katvei. And Tosfos has a line here, a Musar line. Shegdola sinna hasonas me'ava ho'ahavas. Right? Greater is hatred. The feelings of hatred can be deeper than the feelings of love. And therefore, it says Tosfos, that's what you have to be worried about. You can be worried about both. There is an issur daraisa of hating a fellow Jew. There is a mitzvah daraisa of loving a fellow Jew, but there's also the reality of sometimes what people feel, and that's what the halacha is based on here, the reality, not the ideals. The ideal is that there is no such thing as sinna, but this is the reality. So that's the question that the Gemara asks here, is it sinna, is it ahava? So the Gemara here, Tosfos is illustrating that there's something called a love-hate relationship, right? It's just not at the exact same time. Sometimes you feel the love, sometimes you feel the hate. Whenever this type of idea comes up, we like to mention Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, where Rabbeinu Yonah notes, it's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah, if you never saw it, highly recommended, beginning of the fifth parak in Brachos, Rabbeinu Yonah says, even though every other relationship in the world, when we say it's a love-hate relationship, or a fear-simcha, simcha v'yira relationship, those two never could go together. Right, it's either or. And love-hate doesn't mean at the exact same time, but when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the exact same moment that we're running towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can exist at the same time. It's not love-hate, Chas V'Shalom. It's Yira Simcha, Ava Yira. Rabbeinu Yonah says there, Daf Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph in the Dafei Arift, explaining the Gemara there, the beginning of Ein Omdin, where the Gemara says, V'gilu Birada, Pasuk in Tehillim. You shall rejoice in your trepidation. V'gilu berada. B'makom gila sham tehei ra'ada. What does that mean? Tam adavar, says Rabbeinu Yonah, beautiful. Kidei shelo yimashich mitoch ha-simcha tanugei olam v'yishkach inyoni ha-borei.
V'chulu. Skip a line. She'af al pi she'esol basar v'adam ha'yira v'hasimcha hein davar v'hipucho. Even though regarding a relationship with another human being, you can't run towards them conceptually and emotionally and run away from them at the exact same time. It doesn't work that way. Right, Shabishasha Adam Efached Mizula so who omade nirta vidoeg. I'm scared, even if I have a boss. If I have a boss, I can be scared of my boss, but at other times I could have good feelings for my boss. But they're not at the exact same moment. Right? It's love, hate, fear, love. Simcha, Abal HaKadosh Baruch Hu einenu kein, but our relationship with Hashem does not work that way. Adaraba, Kisha Adam Misbonein Begadluso. As the exact same moment that I'm thinking about Hashem's godless, the yare mipanav, and I fear him, yismach the yogil ba'osa yira. I am happy with that fear. Mipresha ba'emsa isa misorer l'kayim ha-mitzvos. Through that fear, I'm able to do mitzvos. V'sas v'ne'elas b'kiyuma. She yodea, because I know, kischaro ito upu'ula solofanav. V'yasimcha kazu timatze. She'amar b'pasuk echad. If there was Hashem b'yira, u'pazik acher. If there was Hashem b'simcha, how could David HaMelech say both things? Tavdu as Hashem b'yira, u'boz yira tisbechu v'tagilu ba. Kamo she'amarnu. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. It's the same idea as the Rambam. The Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah says when we look around the world and we see the constellations and we see the awesomeness of the universe at the exact same moment that we love Hashem and we realize His greatness and He set up an unbelievably perfect system and it's amazing and we're awed and inspired and we're drawn towards Hashem, at the exact same moment, explains the Rambam, we feel like a tiny little ant, a little stain, a little blip on the universe of creation, and therefore we feel like a nothing. So at the exact same moment, we're running to Hashem and running away from Hashem. So that's regarding a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But all other relationships, like Tosfos says here, there could be Ahava and there could be Sinna, but not at the same time.
The Gemara is assuming that there's only one Yavam, but there could be one Yavam that...
Right, there could be one he loves and one he hates.
Right.
Right. This is making it simpler, if there's one. But right, but either way, you won't be objective. Right, you could have, if you have three Yavams, you could have love and hate for one each of them going through. Okay, two other points. Number one is Rashi here. So what exactly is the question the Gemara is asking? Whether an Eid Echad is believed to say this woman is not Zakuk Liyibam. So what is the Eid Echad saying? What's the case? Rashi has two possibilities. Rashi says, either the Eid Echad comes and says, your brother-in-law died, right? Meisi of Meich. Not only did your husband die, your brother-in-law died. Number one. Or number two, if the Eid Echad comes and says, your husband and your child went out to Medina Sayyam, your husband died first, and then your child died. So there is no Zika Liyibam. So Rashi has both of those possibilities. What's the case of undoing the Zika? Either that there is no Zika, or that there was never a Zika, or that the Zika that was is no longer. Right, those are the two possibilities Rashi says. And the Rush argues. The Rush says the only question the Gemara is asking is if the Eid Echad comes and says your Yavam died, your brother-in-law dies. He does not think that there's going to be a proper Ne'emanus for the other case, where Meis Baalech V'achach Meis Benech. The Rush here in Siman Tes. We haven't done enough Rush in this Masechta, but I know every time there's Halacha L'Maisa, you have to look at the Rush. So the Rush says here, Hilchach Nira, in Siman Dalet, Delomi Boile, Ela B'meis Yivmech, Ava B'meis Baalech, V'achach Meis Benech, Pshita Le Deid Echa Lo Mehemen. Deid Echa will not be believed. Right, Musa Vidi L'Gluye, but it's not a Vidi L'Gluye if nobody's walking in. The question is the order of the death. Right, Meis Yivmech, so fine, that we have as a Migu that person's going to be believed. But here, they're both dead. And the question is the order. So they're not going to be believed there. Abagav de'i mehemna. And even if you want to say she would be believed there, that's different. This might be a case where she would be believed and the Eid Echad would not be. Abagav de'i mehemna lomar meis bailey v'akach meis b'ni mishum deledida yesh la'min b'migo de'i boi amra. She has a migo and she could have just said, my husband died, without even saying anything about her child. Right, so we assume her child is still alive, and that's why she has no Zika Liyibam. If she comes and says, my husband died, and then my son died, so then she has a Migu. She didn't have to say anything about her son. But the Eid Echa doesn't have that Migu he goes through. So Lamaisa, the Rush says that the question of the Gemara is not like Rashi. Not a question of both Hekel Timsis, but only about Mace meis ba'alech. That is the shaila. Okay, there's one other point, but let's continue first a little bit. So says the Gemara, let's try to answer this question. Again, what are we talking about? This parak, a lot of it is about, obviously, Yavama, but the ne'emanus of an eid echad. Ne'emanus of an eid echad. So we had the first shaila in the parak was an eid echad allowing a woman to remarry. Then we had an amid beis, the ne'emanus of an eid echad to marry a Yavam. Both of those are very serious. Both of those are Yisurei Krisus. Now we're asking a somewhat of a lesser question. Do we allow her to be with Yavam Alashuk? So, if you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, that is just Chayvei Lavin, and there was a suffix that we had on 2 days ago's daf, whether this tefisa's Kiddushin in that case. But according to Rov of the Tanoim, it is not Chayvei Krisus, but there is a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav said there's no tefisa's Kiddushin, if you remember, on Sadi Beis Mabez, and Shmuel had the suffix, and we pass in like Shmuel. So, the Gemara says, Amalu Rav Sheshes, Tani Tua, so we also learned this in our Mishnah. We also learn this case whether an eid echad would be believed to say there is no zika liyibam. Amru la meis ba'aleich. If they come and say your husband died, v'yachach meis b'neich, and then your son died, meaning there's no zika liyibam. V'nisays, therefore she marries out v'yachar kach amru la chilif hayu advarim, and then they tell her it was just the opposite. Your child died first, and therefore there was a zika. Teitze v'avlad rishon v'yachron mamzer. She has to get divorced, and they're both children of Mamzerim. Rashi says, Karebi Akiva, like Rebbe Akiva, that this Mamzer is from Chayvei Lavin. Hey, Chidami, so what exactly, again, is the case? Same Shaklavataria that we just had. What is that case of the Mishnah? That we say that if she married a Yavam Alashuk, and then Edom come and say, no, she had a Zika Liyibam, why should she have to get divorced? Or leave that husband. Ilema treu tre. If we say there were two witnesses at the beginning that told her she can marry out, and then there were two witnesses that said wrong, so my chazit is smokahani. So why would you trust the second ones more than the first ones? We should just say stalemate. What do we pass by stalemate? She can stay married. So the Mishnah wouldn't be about that case. Va'od, and also mamzer, suffig mamzer who? And we say mamzer is only a suffig mamzer, even according to Rabbi Akiva, because we don't know. It's trey u'trey. V'chite malo dog, and if you want to say you're right, it is suffig mamzer, but the Mishnah wasn't medaktik in its lashon. That can't be, because the next part of the Mishnah is very meduktak. Ha midaktani seifa harishon mamzer v'achron eino mamzer shmami nadadav kaktani. Right, from the fact that the Sefer says, this is a mamzer, it's not a mamzer, it must be, it's meduyak. So, el olav, what must be the case of the Mishnah? Chad. It must be a case of eid echad, where originally an eid echad comes and says that her husband died and then her child died, and therefore there's no zika liyibam, and she can marry anybody. And then two witnesses come and undermine the taima, and the reason that she has to get divorced is the asu beit shreyach hashua, because two witnesses then come and contradict. Halav achim amin. But otherwise, the Eid Echad would be believed. So, answers our question. An Eid Echad, be of Lemishri, Levama La'alma, would be allowed. So, doesn't that answer our question? Answer, says the Gemara, La'olam Treu Trei. Really? No. It is Treu Trei. It's two witnesses. Aye, so why isn't it a stalemate? Kida'am Rav Acha Bar Ben Yomi be'edi hazama. Like Rav Acha Bar Ben Yomi says elsewhere in Okimta of Edi hazama, Hachanami be'edi hazama. Here we're not talking about Edi Hachasha, contradictory Edim, but we're talking about the Chiddush HaTorah of Edi hazama. The second two witnesses say, I have no idea what happened, but all I know is that you couldn't have seen Reuven die and then his kids die. You couldn't have seen that because Imanu Ayisim Makamploni, and therefore you must be wrong. So that's why we throw out the first witnesses. And therefore this Mishnah has nothing to do with our question. Our question is about Eid Echad. This Mishnah is not about an Eid Echad. Two issues that are brought up. One here in the Rishonim. The Ramban here. The Ramban here asks on our Mishnah, in the case where, what we're talking about here, where she comes and says that the Eid Echad, the possibility was an Eid Echad. Now, we said it was two Eidus to come and say, you can marry out. We want to know if that's a Raya. Ask the Ramban. Ikala Medak. V'hahasam inami mehem nahasam. We just said before. Didn't we say it before on the bottom of the previous Amud that we could have a Kal v'chomer that any time where a woman is believed herself, then surely an Eid Echad is going to be believed. So a woman would be, just like we said before, a woman would surely be believed to allow to marry the Yavam. So a woman would also be believed, it says later, to allow to marry out. To allow to marry, there is no Zika Liyibam. Right, the Gemara, the Mishnah says there, Meis Bali Vakach Meis B'ni Ne'emenes. Right, the Mishnah says later on. So, Kufir Chesma Beis. So just like there was a Kal Vachomer there, why didn't the Gemara suggest that here? That if she's believed, surely the Eid Echad would be believed. The Rabban says, at first, V'lo matzasi ba l'mefaresh tiritz shehu nachon. Haven't found a good teretz. I've looked around, says the Ramban. I haven't found a good teretz. Aval nira li. But let me tell you what I think. I looked. The Ramban did his homework, and the Bali Tosfos did not have any answer that he was happy with. So he says this is the answer. To Hassam, there could be a reason why she would be believed, even though an Eid Echad would not be believed. Like similar to what the Rush was just saying just now. Da hasa mehemna mishum di'iboy amra meis bali ubini kayam. Because she could have just said, my husband died. That's it. That's all she had to say. Osha tomar meis bali v'tishtok ben aben. L'fisha aben b'cheskas kayamu. V'kivan sha'amra meis bini ela shahabal meis t'chila hapesha asar hu hapesha hitir. The Ramban brings in that Chas principle. Pesha Azar Beshita, meaning if you cause problems, you can get out of the problems. I mean, the Gemara says, Exubis, if a woman comes to our city, we have no idea who she is. She's like, hi, I'm a Grusha, and therefore I'm free to get married to somebody. We believe her. Why? Because she could have just said, I'm single. Right? She didn't have to say, I was married and I'm a Grusha. So we believe her that she's a Grusha. But if we know that she was a married woman, and now she comes and says, I'm a Grusha, we don't believe her, unless she has a get, unless she proves it. That's a Pesha Asar, who a Pesha Hitir. So here, says the Ramban, this woman only had to tell us that her husband died. She didn't have to say anything about her son. The fact that she did, we believe her. Uma'amidin osa b'cheskas hashuk. We armamid her. Ha'ilu, but Edim, he goes through, Edim don't have that chazaka, Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir, and therefore, we would not believe the Edim. That's why the Gemara is not bothered by that problem. We pointed out in the past that there are two times in Shas where the Gemara quotes a principle, and then the Gemara asks, what do you need a pasuk to be the source for that principle? Isn't it just a svara? And therefore, a svara doesn't need a pasuk. Where are the two places? This is one of them. Ksubis in the second parak, Apesha Asu, Apesha Hitir. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Esbiti Nasati Lisha Zeh. Right? The quotes a pasuk, Apesha Asu, Apesha Hitir. And then the Gemara says, Lamali Kras Svarahu. It's a Svara, so you don't need a pasuk for that. And the other time is a Gemara in Baba Kama, where the Gemara quotes a pasuk for Hamotzi Mechaveiro Lavaraya. Right? Quotes a pasuk by Harsinai. That the whoever has a problem and is trying to be motzi money from their friend, they have to bring the raya to be motzi. So again, the Gemara says lamali kras farahu there. Those are the two times where it says it. The Pnei Yoshua uses these two Gemaras to ask a bomb kasha. The Gemara says at the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachos, we know the Gemara, the source for Birchas Hananin, making brachas on all pleasures. So we know the Gemara tries to go through all different makoros, and at the end of the Gemara says it's a svara. Why do I have to make a bracha before I eat, before I drink? It's a svara. The whole world belongs to Hashem. And if I don't make a bracha, I'm stealing, says the Gemara. Aser lanos, b'lam hazeh, b'li bracha. So that's why I have to say a bracha, because otherwise it would be stealing from Hashem. Period. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's interesting. Why is it that 99% of the Mefarshim out there, maybe even 100% besides him, hold that making a bracha before you eat or drink is a mitzvah d'rabanan? Mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Only Birchas HaMazon is Daraisa, and maybe Birchas HaTorah. All other brachas are d'Rabbanan. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. But we know from the other two Gemaras that Svara is on the level of Daraisa. So once we said that making a bracha before you eat or drink or smell is a Svara, so we should say Birchas HaNenen is a Mitzvah Daraisa, is a Din Daraisa. And says the Pnei Yeshua, V'lulei d'mistafina, if I wasn't scared, he must not be too scared because he says it, if I wasn't scared, I would say, making Birchas Hananin is Doraisa. It's not a Durabanan. And that does not go against the principle of Savik Durabanan, Savik Brachas Lahakel. That's the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. You could say Brachos or Doraisa and still say Savik Brachos or Lahakel. Savik Brachos Lahakel are not dependent on Savik Durabanan Lakula. It's a different reason, and he works it out there at the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachos. So that's a strong kasha. How do we get out of that kasha? Right, the Ramban just said, Pesha Aso Pesha Hitir. So if Svaras are Daraisa, and the Gemara says, well, you don't need a pasuk if it's a Svara, so why aren't Birchas Hananin Daraisa also? So Rav Asher Weiss, in the Minchas Asher, in Dvarim, says, wait a minute. Can answer the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. He says there are different kinds of Svaras. If you go over to somebody, some non-Jew on the street, and you go over and ask them, you know, does Pesha Aso Pesha Hitir make sense? Right, if a woman comes, we don't know if she's married, you know, if she says, I'm divorced, does that make sense? They'll say, yeah, that makes sense. That's pure intellectual logic. That makes a lot of sense. Hamoza mechaber lavaraya. Right, does that make sense? Pure logic, secular logic. Does that make sense? 100%. making a bracha before you eat. Does that make sense? That's religious logic, right? That's not intellectual logic. So there's a difference. Why intellectual, pure logic, base logic. So that's where the Gemara says, lomali kras svarahu. But here, it's religious logic, emotional logic. It's logic of the heart, not logic of the mind. And therefore, it's not exactly the same. He says, if you want to look it up, in Simon Tezvav, in Parshas Asa, Akev, v'nira l'chalik bein svara sichlis, shel hi gayon saruf, pure logic, de gidre adin ha-mischai v'mina hi gayon mina torahu, v'zeh mevur b'shtei ha-sugyus hanal, avos svaras ha-lev ha-musarit, that is not pure Daraisa. There's svaras and there are svaras. Right, that's his yisod. Anyways, that's Pesha Asar on our Gemara, which the Ramban brings up. Then the Gemara just brought up here Edim Zomimin. Edim Zomimin. So we say Edim Zomimin, that's the case in the Mishnah. So it's not a case of Eid Echad. We don't have time to go through, obviously, Edim Zomin right now, but just to keep one point in mind. A number of times, not too often, the Gemara calls a certain area of Halacha a Chiddush. A Chiddush, Edim Zomin Chiddushu, the Gemara says. Or the Gemara says in Ksubis, Motzi Shemra Chiddushu. Or the Gemara says, Basar B'chalav Chiddushu. The Gemara says that only by a few areas of Halacha. And the question is, what does that mean it's a Chiddush? Edim Zomin is a Chiddush. What, that we wouldn't have known it if the Torah hadn't said it? Tosas in the back of the first Perek of Yevamos, if you remember, Daf Zayin, said, what do you mean? Most of the Torah is a Chiddush. Right? We wouldn't have known Hilchas Shatnez or Hilchas anything without the Torah. So what do you mean only these areas of Allah is a Chiddush? So Tosas says, back we had in the first Perek, a Chiddush means Davar Hasoser Es HaKlal. Something that goes against, bottom of Zion of an Aleph, bottom Tosfos. Tosfos said there, Ve'ein kari davar chadosh elakish esoser klalo. There are rules and regulations in the world of halacha. If there is a rule breaker, that's called a chiddush. Basa b'chalav, usually if you put two mutter items together, it doesn't cause treif. And all of a sudden, you have two things that are mutter, you have basa, you have chalav, you cook them together, boom, they're asur daraisa. That's very unusual. That's a rule breaker. Or moti shemra. Usually you only have one punishment for an avera. Moti shemra. If the man is moti shemra on his wife, he has to pay, and he has to get malchus, and he has to marry her. You don't have so many punishments usually. A rule breaker. So to Edim Zomimin. Right, Edim Zomimin, what the Gemara here says, right? What does the Gemara say in Baba Kama? Mach chodesh to smoke high, smoke high. Why do you believe the second group? Believe the first group. It should be treu trei. It should be stalemate, like our Gemara said earlier. But the Torah says, you believe the second witnesses that say Yemanu Ayisem. Why? Because the Torah says so. So that's also why it is a Chiddush. Obviously a lot more there, but let's continue. So we tried once from our Mishnah to prove Eid Echad to allow a Yevam HaLashuk. Didn't work. So let's try again. Amale Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi, v'amri le Rav Acha le Rav Ashi. Someone said to Rav Ashi, Tashma, again, the Mishnah later on, Ein ha'isha ne'emenes lomar meis yivami she'en asei. A woman is not believed to say, my brother-in-law died, so I can marry out. V'lo meisa achosi she'akanes labesa. And she's not believed to say, my sister died, right, so that she can marry her sister's husband. V'lo meisa achosi she'akanes labesa. So the Gemara says, he nihi delo mehemna, so she is not believed, ha'ed echad mehemin, but we're mashma from there, only she's not believed, but maybe an ed echad would be believed. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, dola taimeich, ema seifa, look at the next line though. Eino ish ne'eman lomer meis achi, shayabe misishto, a man who's also not believed to say, my brother died, so that I could be miyabem, his wife, velo meisa ishti shesa sachosa, or he's not believed to say his own wife died to marry his wife's sister. Hu nihu delo mehemin. So we can make the same diuk. He is not believed. Ha eid echad mehemin. And eid echad would be believed. So you can make the same diuk from the Reisha and from the Seifa. So the Gemara says, Bishlama gabe isha. Fine by isha. I understand why the eid echad would be believed to help out the woman. Mishamiguna kilu be rabbanan. Because you have that heter as we've spoken about. The lower standards. Elagabe ish meikel meimar. But regarding a man, to allow a man to get married, what you would say, you would trust the Eid Echad, and you would have the lower standards? Why? There's no issue of Iguna. Ella, rather, it must be that source is not meant to be medayik anything about Eid Echad.
Ella, rather, Ella ki Itzrech, Rabbi Akiva Itzrech. Really, that whole source must just be going to teach me Rabbi Akiva's din. Sakadai dechamina, hov amar Rabbi Akiva, yish mamzer mechayvi lavin. Since Rabbi Akiva has said a number of times already in the Masechta that there's mamzeris from chayvi lavin, ema, chaisha akilkula. Bach takes out the next word, vidaika, because there's mamzeris from chayvi lavin, so maybe we should say that she would be very, very, nervous and worrisome, and be very careful before she would, get married to her, to the chai, even the chayvei lavin. Kamash malan, we say that she is still not believed. She comes and says, this happened, my avam died, whatever it is, we still don't believe her. We might have said we do believe her because of chashash mamzeira, she cares about her status, her children's status, kamash malan, period. There is a whole other girsa in Rashi, which Rashi does not like. We're not going to go through it right now, but you can look there in the Rashi of Istigaras, and Rashi says Veloni Hirali. But that is all try number two, which again we knocked out. Did not prove our question, and therefore we go to try number three. Rava Amar. Try number three to answer up again, Eid Echad being Matir a Yavama Lashup. So Eid Echad Nema Yavama Mikava Chomer. So, okay, forget a source, Rava says, maybe it's a Kava Chomer. Why? What's the Kavach Omer? Lisser Kares Hitarta, Lisser Lav Lakol Shekain. As we started off by saying, it's somewhat ironic, but Rav is saying maybe that's the Kavach Omer. If an Eid Echad is believed to matter an Isser Kares, to allow her to marry the Yavam, to allow her to marry out in general, so for an Isser Lav Lakol Shekain, so surely for an Isser Lav, he should be believed. Armalei Ahumi Rabban LaRava. What do you mean? He asked Batochiach. That logic doesn't work, because what about she herself? Til Isser Kares Hitarta, Lisser Lav Lo Hitarta. She herself, she is believed to say, Isser Kares, she is believed to say, their husband, Mace Bali, right? But Isser Lav, she's not believed. So the Gemara says, Vele Ihi, my time alone, Maham. No, why don't we believe her? Dekivan, the Zimnan, the Sanya, Lelo Daiku, Minsava. As he said, but sometimes she hates her, the Yavam, so she wouldn't be Medayekes. So Edechanami, Kivan, the Zimnan, the Sanya, Lelo Daiku, Minsava. Because she is not objective, so she wouldn't do what usually needs to be done, that we usually team up with the Ne'amanus of an Eid Echad. So Lamaisa, we do not answer the question. The question goes unanswered. We tried with two sources. We tried with a Svara. And the question goes unanswered. Again, Eid Echad, trying to be Matir a Yavama La Shuk. Period. Finishing up the section, Zem Medrash Darash Avlazim and Masya Vachulus. This is going back, if you remember, on the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah again on Sadi Beis Amit Aleph. The last line of the Mishnah has quoted this Drasha of Avlazim and Masya, the Isha Grosh Grusha Meisha. A woman is only divorced from her husband, Velo Mi Ish She'ino Isha, but not from a man who is not her husband. And therefore, if she gets a get from someone who's not her husband, it does not passel her at all. It does not create Reach Haget, creates nothing. That's the drasha that Rav Elazar ben Masya says in the Mishnah. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Havi Lidah Rav Elazar, the Medrash Be Bar Ganisa, the Darish Be Chaspa. Rav Elazar in the Mishnah, he had a chance to darshan something amazing on this Mishnah, a pearl. And instead, he came up with a shard. I mean, there's a much better drasha he could have said on this pasuk. My Bar Ganisa, what pearl did he lose out on? Detanya, the Isha Grusha Meisha. We mentioned this when we did the Mishnah. Visha Grusha Meisha, a woman who is divorced from her husband, Afila Lonis Garsha Ella Meisha, Psula Lakahuna. Even if she is only divorced from her husband, meaning if her husband gives her a get and says, you are divorced from me, but you are not mutter to marry anybody else. So that is not a good get. That's a get puzzle. But that's enough to create, and that's when the husband drops dead right after he gives her that get. So that's enough to say she can't marry a Kohen. It's enough to say it was called Vizhainu Reach Haget, the Posel B'Kahuna. That's Reach Haget. That's a stench, a smell of a get that passes B'Kahuna, even though it's not a good get. But it's from her husband, and it goes to her, and it is enough to passel her from marrying a Kohen. Remember, we mentioned 2 days ago, lumdus-wise, is this considered a Maisa Gerishin without a Chalos Gerishin? Or is there a Mixas Chalos Gerishin with this? Because still, she's not allowed to be with her husband. So that was a question that the Achronim discussed. But if you remember, we mentioned there also the problematic Shita of the Rambam. But the Rambam quotes this, and he quotes this as a Din Durabanan. Rambam says, in Hilchas Gerishin, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Reach HaGet is a Psul Durabanan.
Right, and that is a big problem, because you read our Gemara, he not only says the drasha, but he gets upset at the other person who didn't even have this as a, he says, this is a great drasha. The Rambam says, Af al pi she'ein zeh get, hari zeh psula l'kahuna midivreihem. V'zeh reyach haget she'posul b'kahuna midivreihem. Midirabanan. And the Magen Mishnah leads the Rambam at Sarachiyin. He quotes the other Rishon, and then he says, V'kush yezu tzricha litam l'das rabbeinu. I don't know why the Rambam says it is Durabanan. So we didn't answer then, but let's talk about it now. The Aruch Laner turns everything on its head. The Aruch Laner says, this is usually brought as a kasha on the Rambam. This is where the Rambam got his shita from. Where the Rambam got his shita from? Our Mishnah quoted one drasha from the Pasuk. Right? On 2 days ago. The Gemara quoted, Isha grusha meisha, velo miish eino isha. That's what the Mishnah quoted. And then in our Gemara, one of the Tanaim says, oh, he gets so upset. Why did the Mishnah quote this drasha? So you know what the Aruch Laner says? The Rambam quotes, holds like the Mishnah. Meaning our Gemara gets so upset. Why didn't our Mishnah quote it? Well, for whatever reason, the Rambam maybe only believes in what the Mishnah quoted and not what the Gemara quotes. Maybe the Gemara quotes, that's an asmachta. That's exactly why the Mishnah doesn't quote it, says the Aruch Laner. Right? That's exactly, this is the source for the Rambam. Lefi ani es daiti adraba, mizeh rayas harambam. Kiba de mashma mizeh, de beis hadrashos, e efshar lidrosh ka'achas. It sounds like from the Gemara that you can't darshan both drashos together. You can only darshan one of the drashos. The kiva de bimasnisan darash of lazar kain. The leka de paligalav. Hala, pasa kavase. Vim kainach jerech aget. Einarachas machta. Unbelievable. The Aruch Laner, everybody said, oh, this rise of course against the Rambam. The Aruch Laner said, no, it's a Ryan for the Rambam. This is where the Rambam got his shita from. Number one. Number two, the other way to understand this line is the Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan writes in Samach Vav Beis, Samach Vav Beis, another suggestion for the Rambam. So the Yesh Lomer Dadas HaRambam. She'etzem hadin hu mi da'oraisa. The concept is da'oraisa. She'ilu haya efshar. What does our Gemara say, the Drasha? Right, even if you're only usher to your husband, it's already considered something. But you know what the Rambam, how the Rambam understands that? It's kind of like a threat. If you would be usher to your husband, then it'll be reich haget. But in this case, where you only gave the get that was puzzle, you're not usher to your husband. And therefore, you have to give another get, and therefore, she's not nifselis to a Kohen. It's not a reality, but it's a threat of what would be. She'ilu haya efshar lioshin is garsha mibailo levado. If there was a possibility, hechi timsi, that she could be divorced just from her husband and not be mutter to the whole world, haisapsula lakuna midaraisa. She would be puzzled to araisa to a Kohen. That's what you learn from the pasuk of isha grusha meisha velo mitur dekra. El, the problem is, you generally can't have that mitzias. Mida oraisa e efshalash kuche klal hachmilsa. Shahare, imlonis garsha elemi baila. If a man gives a get to his wife and only says, you're divorced from me, but not mutter to everybody else, so it's not a good get, and therefore, on a daraisa level, she's still married. Ella, ain haget chal klal afilagalbi baila greda. The chachamim were machmir. You know what? You give that kind of get, you can't be with your husband anymore, but you still have to give a get to allow her to marry out. But on a daraisa level, says Rabbi Chanan, according to the Rambam, daraisa level, she's still married. She's mutter to her husband. She's mutter to her husband, then she's mutter to a kohen also. The drasha is kind of like a threat. If you could find any case where she's asura and divorced from her husband, then memela, she's going to be usher to a kohen. But you really can never have that metzias. So that's how maybe the Rambam understands. That's Rebbe Chanan and the Aruch Laner right here. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mishalcha ishto l'medina sayam. This is the opposite case now. The wife goes out. The wife goes to Medina sayam. The ba'uva amrula, and they come and tell her, who's they? Rashi says eight echad. Other Rishonim assume this is two witnesses. Right, machlokas Rishonim. Other Rishonim assume Rashi is incorrect here. But machlokas. So they come and tell her, Mesa, may tell him, Mesa ishtacha. They come tell a man, your wife has died. Vinasa es achosa. And therefore we know, achos isha is mutter after death. So he marries the woman's sister. V'yakach bas ishtu, and then his wife walks in. Muteris lachser lo. He could go back. This doesn't work like the opposite case. Right, we'll talk about why. Right, she could go back to her husband, to his original wife. Why? Because on a daraisa level, a man can have more than one wife. It just so happens that this woman was usher to him, but that doesn't change. Remember, a woman's status changes based on marriage. A husband's status doesn't change. Right, this isn't a question of, we gotta look at each direction and understand why it works. It's not just, oh, the halacha's not being fair. No, there's different realities on the ground
in each case. So in this case, when the wife comes in, so then we say he could go back to his original wife, umutter bekrova shnia, and he's even mutter, the whole second marriage is not called a marriage. He's even mutter to eventually marry relatives of this second woman, of this sister, because that was not a marriage at all. Vishnia mutteres bekrovav, and the shnia is mutter in his krovin, vimesa rishona mutter bishnia. And if his wife dies, really? So then he can marry the sister. Amrulo mesa ishto benasa asachosa. What happens if they come and say the following? They say, your wife died, so he marries his sister, v'yakach amrulo, and then they say, kayemes ha'isova mesa. No, when we originally told you, and you married this the sister, she was alive, but now she's dead. So then, avlad rishon mamzer, we know the vlad rishon is a mamzer, because at that time, it was achos isha, it was Mr. Kares. And therefore, the child is a mamzer. V'achon ain't a mamzer, but afterwards, the child is not a mamzer, because now, he has mutter to be married. Reb Yossi Omer, Reb Yossi says, and we'll have to see in the Gemara what Reb Yossi means, Reb Hashem, in the coming days. Kol sheposto al yeachirim posto yidei atzmo. If it's a problem for others, it's a problem for himself. The kol shein posto al yidei achirim ain't a posto al yidei atzmo. And if it's not a problem for others, it's not a problem for himself. We'll have to see what that means. It'll already be hinted to in the Gemara coming up right now. So the Gemara says, so what's the case in the Mishnah? A man's wife goes out to sea, and he is told that she died, so he marries the sister. What happens, asks the Gemara, if we throw in another element to the case? What happens if a man's sister, if a man's wife went out to sea, but someone else also goes out to sea? His wife's sister's husband, right? His wife's sister is married. Right, the case that we were talking about is that she's not married. A man's wife died, she can marry the sister. What if the wife's sister's is married, but the wife's sister's husband also went out to sea? And that's the case here. That a man, the Edom come and say, your wife died, and your wife's sister's husband also died. So now he's going to marry the sister. But then they come in and say, uh-oh, they're both alive. So this makes it a little trickier. Why? Why is it trickier? Because mitzi do, so he could, okay, I'm going to go back to my first wife. But the problem is, regarding the sister, that's the first mission in the parak. So do you say in the same case, we would allow one person to go back to the previous marriage and not allow the other one? Because there's a man and a woman here. So would we allow in the same case? So that, keep in mind, that's what Reb Yossi is arguing on. That's what Reb Yossi is arguing on, and that's why the Gemara assumes that that's even the case in the Mishnah. V'yaf al-gav, see, now we understand. V'yaf al-gav, in the Mishnah we allow the husband to go back to his original wife, even though da'azil ishto v'giso l'medina sayam. Even if, who went to Medina sayam? His own wife, and his wife's sister's husband, his brother-in-law. So they both went to Medina sayam. Da'ahani hani nisuin da'kamitzra eishas giso agiso. Even though that this new marriage now causes problems for his wife's sister, because his wife's sister got married based on Edom, and now she's not going to be able to go back to her husband. Afiluhachi eishes giso asira ishto sharya. You still are allowed to have that chilek. V'lo amrina, and we don't say mitok shenasra eishes giso agiso te'aser ishto alav. We don't say that, meaning that we don't require a get just in case. Right before he goes back, so that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, which we'll see. That's where Rabbi Yossi is going to argue on. So Gemara says, "Lema masdisa deloka Rabbi Akiva." Shall we say this Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva? The Rabbi Akiva avile achlos grushaso, because you know what Rabbi Akiva says in this case: when a man's wife goes to Medina Sayam and then he marries the sister, and then the wife comes back, and you know what Rabbi Akiva holds? Akiva holds that this man has to give this sister, who he really wasn't married to, he has to give her a get just in case. Shema Yomru, or like we've said earlier, people are going to think that you married the sister and, you know, you can leave a marriage without a get. So if that's the case, if I have to give a get for this woman, then he shouldn't be able to go back to his real wife, because that's Acheros Grushaso. So this Mishnah must be against that. So again, Leiva Masis and Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva Havyela Achos Grushaso. Titanya, the Brisa says, we have this already. Kol Arayos Shebato Rein Srichas Emenu Get. Anytime a man is with one of the Arayos, it's meaningless. It's an Isser Kares and there's nothing to do. You don't have to give a get. If a man tries to marry his sister, his mother-in-law, doesn't have to give a get. Chutz Me'eshes Ish Shenisseis Alpi Edim, except for an Eshes Ish that marries Alpi Bezdin, I'm sorry, meaning one by Eid Echad, we have that. Rabbi Akiva Mosif Af Eshes Ach va'achos isha. Rabbi Akiva adds those two cases. So isn't our Mishnah the case of achos isha? V'kiva d'amar Rabbi Akiva baya get. Since Rabbi Akiva would say in this case that he would have to give this woman, this wife, his wife's sister, a get. So memela itzer alei. So then his real wife becomes aser on him to havile achos grushaso. It's the sister of a woman he had to give a get to, even though they weren't really married to the other woman. But it's achos grushaso enough. So isn't our Mishnah against Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara says maybe not. V'lav itmar Allah. Didn't we learn about Rabbi Akiva shita? Amar Rav Gidla Amar Chiya Bar Yosef Amar Rav. No, this is the case that Rabbi Akiva is talking about, not like our Mishnah. Regular case. Hi, Eishas Ach Echidami. What are the two cases which Rabbi Akiva requires you to give a get? Only where Kiddushin was done, not where Nisuin was done. Our Mishnah is about where Nisuin was done. Hechidami, what is the case? Kigon Shekidish Achiv Es Aisha. Right, a man's brother marries, kides, marries a woman, v'halach l'medina sayam, and then he goes out to sea, v'shama shemes achiv, and he hears that his brother died, v'amad v'nasa es ishto. And there he goes and marries the wife. Da'amri, over there, by nasa, da'amri inshi hach kama t'no havile b'kidushin. What happens? People will say that his brother did kidushin, and that he does nisuin. So if the brother did kiddushin, oh, people are going to say, oh, you know what? He must have done a kiddushin al tanai. The tanai wasn't fulfilled. So this is a real bona fide marriage, the second marriage. And if you allow it to end without a get, people are going to think you can leave marriages without a get. The high shopper nasif. And that's why Rabbi Kiva requires a get there, where stage one was kiddushin, and then stage two is nisuin. Similarly, v'hai achos isha nami. Hey chidami, what's the case of achos isha? Kigon shekidesh es isha v'achol amdinas hayam. A man is makadesh a woman, and then she goes to Medina Sayam. Vishama Shem Mesa, and then he hears that his mu'ureses died. V'amad v'nasas achos, and he marries the sister. Da'amri inshi ha kamaisa t'nai avilei b'kiddushay v'ashapir nasif. People are going to say that the first marriage was al t'nai, was kiddushin al t'nai, and therefore the second marriage was a good marriage. And therefore, if you allow him to leave without a get, that could cause problems. Those are the cases where Rabbi Akiva says you have to give a get. Ella b'nisuin, but in cases like our Mishnah, where it's full nisuin. So, mi ika l'meimar t'nah ha'vilei b'nisuin. Can you say that t'nah, there was a t'nah in the nisuin? People are going to think that. And therefore, there's no requirement for a get, and even our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Akiva. That last line is a crucial line. What does that last line mean? Mi ika l'meimar, shall we say t'nah ha'vilei b'nisuin? Does that mean won't or can't? Meaning, Rashi here says, people aren't going to think that. Why? Because people don't make conditions on marriage and then make the marriage really conditional on it. Why? Eid Adam osa bilas o bilas nus, says Rashi. And therefore, you don't have to be worried about that. If a person gets married, nobody's ever going to think, oh, he made a marriage al tanai. What does it sound like from Rashi? It's not 100%. What does it sound like from Rashi? Theoretically, a person can make a nisuin al tanai, to do chuppa al tnai. But people won't do that. Ein adam osa bilas o bilas nus. But this is really a suffix. The Ar Samech made the suffix famous. Or we're going to make it famous right now through the Ar Samech. The Ar Samech in Perek Yudah Vilchas Ishus has this suffix. He says, there are 1,000 gemaras about getting married kiddushin al tnai. What about nisuin al tnai? Could you make a tnai for nisuin? What's the question? We discussed earlier in the Masechta, you can't do chalitza al tnai. You could do kiddushin al tanai. Why can't you do chalitza al tanai? The Gemara says, "Ksubis ayin dalid." You can't make a shliach for a chalitza. You can't make a tanai for a chalitza. How do we explain that? Bailus. Tosfos there. Ayin dalid. I'm an aleph on top. Ksubis. You're not a bailum on chalitza. Chalitza is what's called a davar de memela. You do an action, and the chalos, the effect, happens memela. You didn't do it. Kiddushin, you are the active party. You are the Baal HaChalos. Gerushin, anything that you are the Bailam on, you can make a Tanai on. Kiddushin, Gerushin, Chalitza, you can make a Tanai on. So what about Chuppah? What about Nisuin? That's the suffix of the Ar Sameach, and Hilchas Ishos and Perek Yud. Hineni Mestapik Tuva, Im Yesh Tanai B'Chuppah. If a person does Erusin, and then as he's walking under the chuppah, there are 8 different shitas, what chuppah is, but whatever it is, as he's walking under the canopy, he says, honey, this chuppah should be good, I'm going to ask that it rains tomorrow. Does that work? You could do that with Kiddushin. Could you do that with Nisuin? Very unclear. That's what the suffix of the arsameach is. He says, "Im yesh tnai b'chupa, haynu la'akash akidei shosa, v'nasiz arusa, so kansa b'tnai, shim lo yitain l'kach v'kach, o tnai acher lo yiz, any suin, michayo bazet tno o lo." Umakara suffix, he quotes that Gemara in Ksubis, chalitza doesn't work, kiddushin does work. So what's chupa like? Is chupa like kiddushin? Or is chupa like chalitza? Right, that type of, so he has an answer. He has that suffix. But it could be, maybe that's what this line is saying. Is this line saying, but by Nisuin, mi ika lameimar, can you say Tanabale by Nisuin? So is that because people will never do it, or people can't do it? Right, that's the suffix of the Arsameach. How do you understand this line? And again, it goes to the root of how different is the process of Nisuin than Kiddushin. Kiddushin is a kinyan. Maisa kinyan. Nisuin, what's Nisuin? Is that a kinyan at all? Is that not? Yerushalmi talks about, can you do chupa on Shabbos? You can't do kiddushin on Shabbos because it's a kinyan. What about chupa on Shabbos? Does that work? Again, there are many different opinions. What is chupa? I'm just looking here in the Sefer Chakiros. He quotes 11 different opinions amongst the poskim. What is chupa? He quotes yichud bebeiso, biel hashem nisu, anachnas olereshuso, parsim sudar, yotzis behenuma. All different opinions. So again, does that the fact that it's so not clear? Maybe that shows it's not really a kinyan. It's just kind of a reality. It's a metzias, as we mentioned in the past. It means it's very different, and maybe you can't make it tonight. But again, that's the crucial suffix of the arsameach, and it's a question how to understand this last line of the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here by Amar Lei. But Hashem, we will continue with more Yevamos issues in the coming days. Two more blot to a Perek Isha Rabba. Again, today's Shia was sponsored the Refuah Shalema Gedalia ben Malka Yuta by his family. He should be zocha to a Refuah Shalema Bekarav.